bringing Gosport closer to you. Paul Dodd on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, good evening, and finally, welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd. So who have we got for you tonight? Well, if you'll have read the advert, you'll have found there were things like, whole lot of love. Custard Pie, The Rover, Kashmir, Born in Ur, Moby Dick. What may have given it away was Stairway to Heaven. Tonight's show is all about Led Zeppelin, and it's all for one of the presenters. And this is his favourite group from the 70s. But who is it? Well, we'll try and give it some justice. I've never done a rock show before, and certainly not to this extent, so we'll give it a good go. But tonight is for CJ. CJ's our station director. Until I came along as chair, and since, he does everything. He's learned how to fix the shows, he's learned how to do programme controller, he's learned the battlements of charity work, he gets his screwdrivers out and has a go at fixing things. He's trained almost every presenter we've got at the moment, bar a couple. He's just an all-round guy, to be fair, and he's great. And he's our only American. Everybody has to have one. I suppose we've got a better choice. Look what America's got. In the meantime, I started with it. We will start with it. It did make a little bit of a dent in the charts way back in 1969, and it is. You'll recognise this one. From Top of the Pops, Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Give you my love.
So, it started off with Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones when they formed their little band. Originally, the Yardbirds. And then they invited Robert Plant and... Who was the drummer? John Bonham to come and join them, to say hello. So they formed up in 1968, as I said, originally as the Yardbirds, then very quickly, and I mean within months, they changed from the Yardbirds to Led Zeppelin. They were known as, and I've got to read this out because I can't pronounce this one, it was the progenitor of hard rock and heavy music. And I had to go, what's progenitor? The originals, the beginnings of hard rock and heavy metal. They're among the best-selling music artists of all time. They influenced the music industry, particularly in the development of album-orientated rock and stadium rock. They did blues. They did all sorts of things. They originally signed with Atlantic Records. And they debuted in 1969 with a top 10 album in several countries, with tracks such as Good Times, Dazed and Confused, Communication Breakdown, and Whole Lot of Love. Also on that song was a little thing called Rock and Roll. John Bonham certainly likes his drums, doesn't he? CJ, this one's all for you tonight, mate. So, that was Rock and Roll, Led Zeppelin. Where to next? Well, there was a little thing on Physical Graffiti album called Custard Pie. Sounds a little bit like this. That was a 1990 remaster of Custard Pie from the Physical Graffiti album. A lot of their music was remastered in the 1990s. In fact, a whole lot of Love that I played at the top of the show was didn't enter the charts until 1997 and only made number 21, as it was only in the charts for a couple of weeks, but it was a whole heap of difference because, to be honest, I think it opened every Top of the Pop show, you know, so it had been around for a lot of years, since 69. And yeah, played almost every week since for many of you. So that was Custard Pie. This came from, I've got to think now. I think it was their second album, Led Zeppelin 2. And a lot of, yeah, they didn't have much thought about their titles. It was Led Zeppelin 1, 2, 3 and 4 until they got to Physical Graffiti, which was number 6, I think. Most of their lyrics were written by Mr. Page, and Mr. Plant wrote most of their words. Occasionally John Bonham would put in a little bit of the drums and he'd do a little bit of the writing, but to be fair, there wasn't an awful lot at all by anybody apart from Page and Plant. I mean, Jones put in the keyboard focus parts because he's the only one who could, but most of them could play everything else. Their tours. Yeah, we'll get on to their tours in a minute. Meanwhile, from the second album, Kashmir. Very James Bondish.
Son of mine. it's insanity. He's the man that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in June, when the moving through the
So Mr. Plant and Mr. Jones both came from Birmingham. In fact, Robert Plant came from Halzowin and later moved to Castle Bromwich. How do I know this? Because I went to school with his brother, funny old thing, and Paul Plant. Yeah, mad as a box of frogs, to be fair. They toured nicely in the 70s. The latter half of the 70s saw them... their tour was absolutely record-breaking, although it earned the group a reputation for a little bit of excess and a lot of debauchery. They remained commercially and critically successful. Their touring and their output, which included presence in 76 and In Through the Outdoor in 79, declined in the later 70s, right up until the death of John Bonham in 1980, and we'll get onto that a little bit later on. Meanwhile, next up is a song called Moby Dick. It was John Bonham's showcase song, to be fair, on his early tours. The solo could last up to 20 minutes, where most of the rest of the band would go off for a quick fag and try and get a bit of a rest, and they'd leave him on stage just to do what he wants to do, sometimes drawing blood from his hands because he was beating the snare drums with his bare hands rather than with sticks and brushes and things. It's an instrumental song, obviously, because he was just a drummer. The song is named Moby Dick because his son asked him to play the long song. And when John asked why, the boy answered, because it's big, like Moby, and it sounds like this. This is the shorter version. It's only 4.5 minutes. Just have a quick burst of the history of Led Zeppelin, episode 3. Because I can. Right.
I found my great-grandma.
No, I said done. Done. That's it. Thank you. I'm going to follow that with a little Welsh. Do I do the Welsh one? Yeah, let's do the Welsh one. Bronnyr, apparently. It's all about the gold on Welsh Hill or something. Hang on, I'll give you the exact... Oh, yeah. It's Welsh for Hill of Gold. Because Bronnyr is a little shack. It's all I can say, really. There's a cottage. In Gwynedd, in Mid Wales, on the outskirts of Machynlleth. And that's where they used to write an awful lot of their music, certainly for albums 2 and 3. Again, off the Physical Graffiti album, Bronnyr. And another 1993 remaster. And I thought I'd quieten it down a bit. So that was Bronnyr. Now then, CJ asked a question. Who was it that John Paul Jones used to play with when he left? And I've got a feeling he's talking about Billy Nichols. I'm not sure, because he played with a few, to be fair. When Led Zeppelin started breaking up, he went into collaboration with... Before they started even, he was with Donovan. Then he went with the Yardbirds. He was with the Rolling Stones. He was with Billy Nichols in 68. He was with The Mission in 88. He was with REM in 92. With Heart in 95. C6 Steve in 2011. And that's about as much as I can say, to be fair. There is an awful lot coming in on WhatsApp. And I've got to say thank you to people like Al and CJ and Sarah and Tom for their comments. Who else have I got? Sarah, CJ. Oh, nothing from him yet. That's unusual. So let's move on with the show. What should we do now? We've done Brilliant. Let's do... Is it the Rover? Yeah, let's play the Rover. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is CJ Denisha on Gosport Hospital Radio. I've got two shows on the air these days. First, it's CJ's Tuesday Musday Hour at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon, and then CJ Rocks on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Join me for various styles, eras, genres, and moods of music from the 1950s through to today, as well as my music from an American point of view. We'll see you soon.
Wanton song. You thought you'd had it loud? You have now.
We'll be right back.
On the 24th of September in 1980, John Bonham was picked up by Rex King, who was the assistant to Led Zeppelin, to attend rehearsals. He began with breakfast, where he drank four quadruple vodka screwdrivers. He continued to drink heavily at rehearsals. The band stopped rehearsing late in the evening and then went to Page's house, the old mill house in Clewer. And after midnight, Bonham fell asleep. Someone took him to bed, placed him on his side, and never woke up. He was pronounced dead in the morning, alcoholism. Nothing else was found in his system, having been a heroin addict for some years, but there was nothing else at the time. So that was the band then decided to break up. They couldn't carry on without him. And in 1980, they wrote what is regarded as the greatest record of all time by a lot of professional people. And we don't generally play it on hospital radio because of what it is. We only do it by requests. Well, I've requested it tonight. CJ, Stairway to Heaven, for you.
Thank you.
So that's it, Led Zeppelin for the hour. I hope you liked it. I loved it, absolutely did. I don't get to play much of that very often. Not that I know much about it, I just love the music. So that's it from me, Paul Dodd. I've got to say thank you to CJ, because he is the station director, and as chair, he serves me and the station extremely well. Lots of people just don't know what he does behind the scenes, but he does an awful lot. CJ, from all of us, thank you. And from me, this is the Globetrotter and Tornadoes. Night-night.